All right, everyone. We are definitely getting into some degeneracy now because it's time once again for Starless. Let's get right on to it. This is medicine used to make livestock go into heat. Should work wonders on you guys. She stabs the needle in Makoto's ass. Makoto screams in pain as the contents of the syringe are shot straight inside. Don't worry, I've got some for you too. She takes the other syringe and sticks it into my ass. Ugh! She pushes down and injects the liquid inside. We start to feel the effects almost immediately. Whoa, what the hell is going on? Yeah, my cock is burning. Just seconds ago I felt completely satisfied, but now all of a sudden, it's like my fatigue and desire is reset. All I feel is pure and utter lust. I can't take it anymore. Mirai, I'm coming again. With virtually no downtime, Makoto and I immediately start thrusting into them like madmen. What's gotten into you, Makoto? Ah! Wait a minute. Start out a bit softer. You're being too rough. I can't stop. It feels too good. I can't control myself. Somebody stop me. The effects of the drugs makes us surrender complete control over our body to the... make us surrender complete control of our body to the lust inside of us. The only thing that's going to stop us is an orgasm. Ah, I'm coming. Me too, it's a big one. They could only last so long against our intense onslaught. The stuff we were we were injected with made our balls work overtime to replace the semen we just lost. Already they're plump with fresh juice. The four of us shiver as a wave of climax comes crashing down on us at blistering speeds. I'm coming! I'm coming! The intense flow of cum blowing up inside of her brings Mirai over the edge. I'm coming too! All that was to say, I'm coming. Makoto fires a seed inside his ass, making her come with him. Ah, I can't stop. Ooh, it hurts. We come so hard that a sharp pain runs through our balls. Once it's over, we're free from the pain and come back to our senses. The medicine's effects seem to have worn off after coming. The intense lust I felt mere seconds ago starts to fade away. Before I even have time to breathe a sigh of relief, Marisa comes back up behind us carrying more syringes. Here you go, more presents, blah ha. She sticks both needles right to her ass. My god, she's gonna kill him. Yeah. As soon as she injects the liquid, our bodies start to quiver uncontrollable again. Ah, my hips are going crazy! No, not this again! Our fatigue and desire are set back to square one yet again and we start thrusting like crazy. No, wait, not so fast! Makoto, if you don't slow down, you're gonna tear my ass apart! We're helpless as the medicine takes control of our bodies again, causing our hips to move back and forth like a jackhammer. All we can do is wait for our next orgasm in order to stop. I just came and I'm already coming again. I keep coming and coming, but it won't stop. I don't know if the medicine has a hand in it or not, but both Makoto and I are already heading towards another climax in record time. I'm coming! Mere seconds after our last climax, more semen from our aching balls comes shooting from our cocks. Here it comes again! Ah, stop! No more! I'm already full. My balls. My balls. Yeah, I'll bet. We do the only thing we can. Wait for the fierce stream of cum to end. Once we're free from the chains of our lusts, we lean against our partners in exhaustion. Our balls are pretty much shot from how much we've come so far. I don't know how much more of this they can take. Marissa Clara doesn't give a shit, though, as she approaches us again with more needles. We still got some time left. How about one more? Marissa gives her nasty little grin and plunges the needles into our butts. Again? No more! You're gonna kill me! She injects the medicine inside and sends us into another frenzy. Please, no more! Because I won't be able to use my ass again! Ejaculating is the only thing on our minds as we knock our hips violently against them. Shit. At this point, the pleasure has pretty much turned completely into pain. I have to come soon or I'll die. My balls hurt so bad. We go as fast as we can, forcing ourselves to orgasm just so we can escape the pain. Ugh. And it doesn't take long for that to happen. In no time at all, our swollen, overworked balls are firing semen through our shafts. Ah, here it comes again. I'm so full. Oh! Ow, my balls! Every time we come, it feels like someone is grabbing our balls and squeezing the cum right out of them. Our eyes roll back in our head from the sheer pain as we empty our testicles of semen. By the time we're done ejaculating, we look like death. I can barely keep standing on my hips from all that thrusting, and I start losing sensation in my testicles. Ever since the first injection, my heart has been beating like crazy non-stop. If we don't stop soon, I might really die. Both the girls have smiles on their faces. It stopped, finally. That's the last one, right? It should be, considering the amount of time left. Marissa comes up again with a pocket watch in hand instead of needles, confirming our assumption. Okay, time's about up. You can pull your cocks out now. Relieved, we pull out our completely flaccid and lifeless members out of our partners. Without our partners to support us, we fall to the floor. We don't even have the strength left in us to stand back up. Tired already? You guys are pathetically out of shape. I want to respond to her scathing comments, but I simply don't have the energy to. Alright, you two, dump the semen from your partners in here. She sets two graduated cylinders under them. The one who has the most in there wins, so make sure you get all of it. They immediately start pushing. The semen we poured into them starts dribbling out. Minerai from her vagina, Mikiko from her ass. As you'd expect from coming four times in a row, the containers get filled up quite heftily. I don't know if the medicine has anything to do with it or not, but it's all thick and creamy like yellow yogurt. As they kept at it for a while, it starts coming out in smaller amounts. Eventually they get it all and it comes to a complete stop. What? Done already? Looks like to me you have the same amount. About the same amount. Preparing a stalemate, Minerai is quick to interject. Wait, if I try hard enough, I might get some more. She says and start pushing even harder. The leftover semen inside of her comes tumbling out into the cylinder. How about that? Midori deposits the rest of what's inside and smirks, convinced of her victory. Not bad, you completely turned things around. But I think Mikiko has a bit more left too, isn't that right? Yes, I do. What? Midori watches in shock as Mikiko gets ready to push the rest out. Yukoto's semen bubbles out of her anus with a dreadful sound. You gotta be kidding me. Oh god, there's more. Even after the amount of semen inside her cylinder overtakes ours, it just keeps coming and coming. That's all of it. By the time she's done, the cylinder is practically overflowing with cum. There's no need to compare the two. It's obvious who won. Looks like Mikiko wins this by a landslide. Minora and I are stunned in the silence. There's no denying our loss. Deep down, I knew this was how it would end. There's just no way I could ever compete against Mikoto. Oh. Okay, let's do it this way. Whoever drinks the semen out of their cylinder the fastest is the winner. Marisa brings us out of our stunned silence with an unexpected announcement. What? Oh no! Marisa and Mikiko are caught off guard by the sudden change of rules. Fortunately, this turn of events is extremely advantageous to us. Midori would have a lot less semen to drink than Mikiko. Wipe that goofy look off your faces and let's get this going. She hands them both tubes. They put their mouths around the tube and place the other end inside the containers. Now start! At Marisa's signal, they immediately start sucking on their tubes. The tube goes from clear to milky white as they suck the cum through it. Once the semen reaches their mouths, they try to drink down as fast as they can. They suck the semen out of their containers with impressive speed, draining them by the second. While Mikiko maintains a steady pace, Midori starts slowing down with a painful look on her face. The lack of oxygen and the awful taste is apparently starting to get to her. Mikiko sees her chance and sucks on the tube even harder and succeeds in closing the gap between them. When Midori realizes what's going on, she summons the last of her strength to finish off the rest of the cum. You can tell us when you're done by giving the signal. The signal would be to smile and say finish while making a peace sign. Okay, there. So you can see the bottom of the tubes. Both of them empty their containers. Finished! Finished! They both smile and give the peace sign at nearly the same time. So Marisa, you're the judge. Who won? The person who finished first was... We wait with bated breath for her to continue. Four eyes by a nose! Alright! No! Congratulations, Midori Sawatari, you pass! I'm just relieved it's all over. As for you two, I'm a little disappointed that you lost the two newbies. But I suppose it can't be helped. You are past your expiration date, after all. A hint of unease crosses their faces as the mistress sighs in disappointment. And just like that, our final exam and our last day of lessons comes to a surprisingly uneventful end. Everyone leaves the room now that it's over, but I'm too tired to move. I feel lightheaded from all those injections. Doping 3 times in a row took even more of a toll than I thought. I think I just halved my lifespan. I guess that's the heavy price of victory. Midori herself is still reeling from all the semen she had to drink, burping cum-flavored burps. You okay? I'm fine, just a little dizzy. She tries her best to force a smile for me. The semen she had to drink probably contained some of the stuff I was injected with, and she's feeling some of the effects. While we're busy trying to recover from our experiences, the mistress walks over to us with a content smile. Good work, you two. I'm impressed. Now that you've passed the final exam and graduated from your lessons, you are now fully fledged servants. Thanks. I have to wonder what the point is when we only have a few more days to go anyway. Now you two can hold your heads high and attend tomorrow's party. Looks like we'll be able to pass the torch to the next generation without worry. Rather than the party, I'm more curious about this next generation crap she's mentioned a couple times now. You keep mentioning something about passing the torch. What's that about, if I may ask? I just go for it and ask. Oh, I'm just talking to myself. Don't worry about it. Yeah, keep your nose out of other people's business. Marisa was listening in from a distance and immediately jumps in. I'm sorry. Whatever it is, they don't want us to know about it. That's fine and all, but if that's the case, how about not bringing it up right in front of us and getting us curious about it? You're free to leave now. We don't have anything else planned for today, so you can use your time however you want until evening. That's a relief. I don't have to spend time cleaning the room either. Looks like I'll finally be able to get some rest. Oh man, now what am I supposed to do to kill time in the afternoon? This sucks. You just wanted an excuse to get out of your afternoon studying time. That's not true. I'll have you know that it pained me greatly to have to dip into my studying time. I made the sacrifice so I could help out with their training. You liar. You haven't even started on your summer homework. Yeah, well, they should just leave that kind of stuff to the people who like doing it. Marisa starts falling apart under her sister's scrutiny. Oh, is that why you always pray at the people for their homework? How about trying to do it yourself at least once in your life? Hey, shut up. I was planning on doing it myself this time, I swear. Oh, look, your pants are on fire. That means you can spend your entire afternoon studying with no distractions now. Of course! I know, we can have Marika help you study until summer break is over. What? That's a great idea, Mother. We need to make up for lost time after all. I'll make sure to watch her like a hawk so she won't slack off. Good for you, Marisa. Unlike you, Marika didn't rely on money to get her through school. She even graduated St. Arcadia at the top of her class. Try learning a thing or two from your sister and take your studies more seriously. Ugh, this is all your fault, Zotari. I'll get you for this. Marisa leaves some nasty words before storming out of the room. What did I do? It's not my fault she's an idiot. Oh, look at the time. I need to get going so I can get ready for tomorrow. We'll be leaving too. Do make sure you guys get enough rest for tomorrow's party. We will, thanks. Goodbye. Mira and I leave the lesson room. Once outside, we walk down the hallway to our rooms in order to get some rest. You think they're gonna make us do things at tomorrow's party? As we're walking down the hallway, she turns to me and asks out of insecurity. Apparently tomorrow's party is weighing on her mind. You know, like, dirty things? I don't really know anything about the party either. I heard it's something they hold regularly, but that's it. I'm not sure what kind of party it'll be, but judging from the way she spoke, it's very likely. I think all the lessons and stuff were probably for the sake of the party. Judging from all the stuff we were made to do and the fact that the lessons ended right before the party, that sounds like the most logical conclusion. It's not going to be just some ordinary party, that's for sure. Nor is it going to be a pleasant one. Not for us, anyway. I knew it. Her shoulders droop in disappointment. Hey, don't let it make you feel too bad. It's not like it could be any worse than the stuff they already make us do. Besides, we're just servants. The main focus will be on the family, and we'll probably just have minor supporting roles. I don't really have any basis for that. It's just what I think. I hope you're right. She knows I'm just saying that to make her feel better, so it doesn't cheer her up much. The dreary mood continues all the way to our rooms. Okay, see you later. Yeah, we say our goodbyes and go inside. I head straight for my bed and dive into it. It was a short lesson, but I'm sure it took a hell of a lot out of me. Blech. Took a hell of a lot out of me. I'm exhausted. After all that rough sex back to back, I can barely feel my hips. Not too long ago, I was a virgin, and now this. Life can be funny sometimes. I'm starting to think that all the semen was meant to spill throughout my entire life is being used up in just these couple weeks. If that's the truth, I kind of feel sorry for all the sperm that went to waste. Oh well, even if I didn't come here, they'd probably all end up in a tissue anyway. I should probably stop thinking of this stupid crap and just get some rest. I pick up the alarm clock and set it up to go off before dinner. After that, I lie back, close my eyes, and let sleep take hold of my tired body. I wake up to some sounds coming from outside the window. I notice the room is dark and the sun had already set. What time is it? I check the clock and see it's almost time for dinner. The alarm is set to go off soon. There isn't really enough time to go back to sleep, so I just turn the alarm off and get up. I feel a lot better from all the rest I got. I should be able to sleep early tonight as well. If all goes well, I should be in top shape for the party. I wonder what that sound was. I look out the window, but it's too dark to really see anything. It sounded like a car or something, but I don't see one outside. Oh well. I still have a bit of time left, but it's not like I really have anything else to do. I'll just go ahead and go downstairs anyway. When I come down to the entrance hall, the front door suddenly opens. I expected to be Sachi or something coming in from the smoke, but it turns out to be some man I don't recognize. Ah, you there. Excuse my intrusion at such a late hour. The mistress should be expecting me today. Could you tell her that I'm here? My name is Nonohara. The man notices me and approaches. He seemed like a decent man, but he looks a bit haggard and run down. His humble appearance doesn't seem to fit with the kind of people that would visit a place like this. Oh wait, Nonohara? I knew that sounded familiar. That's Mikiko and Makoto's family name. Maybe this guy's Mikiko's husband. Okay, wait just a minute. While I'm wondering what the hell to do, Sachi appears on the scene. Hello there, Mr. Nonohara. It's been a while. Ah, Sachi, sorry I'm late. There were some extenuating circumstances. The man greets Sachi on sight with a bow. Apparently they're already acquainted. Hey, Sachi, is this Mikiko's husband? I ask casually. That's right, this man is Hiroyuki Nonohara, Makoto's father. Pleased to meet you. I hope my wife and child haven't been too much trouble. He bows. Oh, nice to meet you too. My name is Sawatari. I'm a servant here. I'm caught off guard for a second, but return the greeting. So I was right about him being her husband. It's kind of awkward to stand face to face with a man whose wife you've had sex with. So Sachi, can you arrange a meeting with the mistress? Very well. Please, one moment. Sachi uses her bracelet to call the mistress. Mr. Nonohara has arrived, ma'am. Understood. I'll let him know. After a rather short conversation, she ends the call. She says she's coming to see you now. Thank you for going through the trouble. By the way, how are my wife and son doing? Both Mikiko and Makoto are doing just fine. Sachi answers this question with a smile. It's weird hearing that after we just got done competing against each other in a sex contest just several hours ago. I bet if he was there to see his son having sex with his mother, he'd have a heart attack. Sachi is busy in the kitchen preparing dinner. I can call her if you want. Sachi? You mean Mikiko is busy in the kitchen preparing dinner. I can call her if you want. That's fine. I can talk to her later, as long as I know she's doing okay. While they make small talk, the mistress arrives from the hallway. Why, hello there, Nonohara. It's been a while. I do apologize for keeping you waiting. Oh no, not at all. I'm the one who got here late. I wanted to make this visit earlier, but I had trouble getting the money together. As soon as the mistress enters the picture, he suddenly gets a lot more timid. Ah, yes, today was the last day for returning your debt, wasn't it? Yes, ma'am. So did you bring what we promised? Well, like I said, I had a difficult time raising money. I worked as hard as I could until the very last moment. And this is all I could manage. He takes an envelope out of his pocket and nervously hands it over. I'll take a look. She takes the envelope from him and takes a peek inside. She then closes it without even taking out the contents. This is all you could get? She asks incredulously. I went around asking all my friends for money too, but that was all I could get. This piddly amount won't even cover the interest. I'm so sorry. You still owe me over 4 million. You know that, don't you? But then you come prancing in on the day of the deadline to offer me this. Are you trying to waste my time? He keeps bowing profusely and apologizing with every word. I half expect him to drop to the floor and start kissing her feet at any second. It's hard to watch. Alright. Sachi, go fetch Mikiko. Yes, ma'am. She bows and leaves for the dining room. I get left behind with the two of them and can't find the right timing to leave. It feels awkward being there since I'm pretty much irrelevant to their conversation, but I'm also curious about how things will go. I guess I'm a bit more invested after the conversation I had with Mikiko that night. As we wait for Mikiko, I hear someone coming down from the second floor. I frown when I see that it's Marisa. Things never turn out well whenever she gets involved. What's this, mother? He's here again? I thought it was rather noisy in here. So it was his fault, huh? She's definitely not being very welcoming. Now, Marisa, he's an important guest of ours. Don't be rude. Nonohara detects a hint of sarcasm in the mistress' voice and starts looking a bit nervous. This man is no guest. I assume you brought the rest of the money? Not exactly. Excuse me, you showed up here again without the money? What makes you think you can show your face around here? Do you have no shame? Marisa takes her usual condescending attitude in front of Mikiko's husband. It must be frustrating for him to take such abuse from a girl, but he maintains his calm. So, I was wondering if I could get an extension on the deadline. Look, mother, he's saying the exact same thing as before. He ignores Marisa, continues. I just need a few more months, just one more month and I can get your money, please. I'm tired of hearing that. How many times does that make now? The mistress responds coldly to his desperate begging. Besides, do you have any prospects in mind for where to get the money? From what I hear, you were fired from your job after you collapsed from exhaustion, and you don't even have a source of income anymore. You've been unemployed ever since, and you can barely even make a living as it is. Ah, so he's a neat then. No, wait, you don't call someone at that age a neat, do you? You call them human trash, a waste of space in society. Why don't you do the world a favor and die? I tried sending a bill to your old run-down apartment, but apparently they kicked you out. Where are you living now? The nearby park. Did you hear that? The park. He's officially a homeless bum. That's hilarious. And how exactly do you expect to return 4 million under those circumstances? It's not like I have any choice. No one will hire someone like me in this recession. Oh please, stop being such a wuss. If all else fails, you could try selling your internal organs for money. And if you don't want to do that, you can always rob a bank. I'll even lend you a gun. It'd be fun to watch you get into a shootout with the cops and die like an idiot. If you do all that and entertain me enough, I'd be happy to pay off the rest of your debt for you. Mars is having a delightful time kicking the man when he's down. Just then, Mikiko comes in rushing to the hall. Oh look, your old maid of a wife is here. Dearest! Mikiko. They embrace each other, overcome with emotion for seeing each other again. Doesn't last long though, as they separate once they notice Mars and the mistress staring at them. Oh, is your heartwarming reunion over already? I'm sorry, it's been so long, I just couldn't help myself. It's quite alright, I like to see a husband and a wife longing for each other, it's romantic. That aside, I'm afraid your husband has made some trouble for us. We were just discussing what we should do about it. What did he do? She asked, afraid to know the answer. As I'm sure you're aware, the deadline for payment was today. Unfortunately, the piddling amount he brought us is nowhere near enough to cover the debt. Oh, honey, I knew it was too much for you. I'm so sorry, Mikiko. I did everything I could, but it just wasn't enough. The sad look on his wife's face makes him apologize profusely with tears in his eyes. Now, how should we handle this? Please, just give me a little bit more time. I'll have your money, I promise. He tries to grab her hand, but she brushes him off expressionlessly. That's enough. What? You don't have to return the debt anymore. Really? You mean you're gonna wipe the slate clean? Their eyes sparkle with expectation while the mistress hands down her judgment. You've made it abundantly clear that you're unable to pay me. I have no choice but to sell off your collateral and try to recoup the losses. What? This can't be happening. I'm almost taken aback by the news as they are. Collateral in this case refers to none other than Mikiko and Makoto. On the surface, the two of them are working here to help pay off the debt. In actuality, they're not earning a single yen. In reality, they're merely hostages to prevent them from running from his debt. And if worse comes to worse, they would be used as human collateral. Something for the mistress to sell to make some of her money back. When it comes down to it, they're no different than slaves. Please, anything but that. I don't care what happens to me. At least spare Makoto. It doesn't matter what you say. Once I've made up my mind, that's it. I'm sorry, but I'll be putting the both of you up for auction at tomorrow's party. That's horrible. How could you do something like this? What are you complaining about? You'll finally be relieved of your debt. It's a shame that you have to sacrifice your wife and child for it, but if it's any consolation, I'm sure their new masters will be fine people. Let's see, I suppose Mikiko would go best with a pervert that loves older women and anal sex. I actually know the perfect guy for that. He's the son of a certain CEO. He really loves impregnating older women and forcing them to give birth in public in front of tons of people. A real piece of work, that one. He's a young one, still in his early 20s. He really seemed to have his eye on you at the last party. I bet he'd be willing to pay a pretty good amount for you. You're getting pretty old, but you can still handle giving birth a few more times, right? And hey, you get to be impregnated by a young man. I'm sure you'll love that. No, anyone but him. Mikiko seems to know what she's talking about, and is anything but receptive to the idea. Oh, that's not to your satisfaction? I'm afraid the only other choice would be to sell you at a discount to this nasty old man who loves bestiality. He raises an assortment of large animals so he can make them have sex with people. Yeah, I would grab Maurice's gun on that one. That guy, like, boom, I'm sorry. Okay, yep, the bracelets exploded, but that motherfucker, he got a bullet in his head, which he deserved. Even someone with your experience wouldn't last more than 3 years with him. The last servant we sold to him lasted only 3 days before her vagina was completely torn apart. Those are some pretty huge snakes that you'll be taking into your pussy. Do you really think you can handle all that? The mistress grins wickedly as she explains the dreadful details, driving them further into despair. No! Mikiko's face twists into pure horror. Makoto, on the other hand, should be a comparatively easy sell. With a face like that, he'll have a ton of older men jumping at the chance to buy him as a prostitute. You'll probably find a good deal of rich celebrities who love little boys that would be more than happy to keep him as a sex pet. Ugh! You know what's awful about that? That statement's probably true in some instances that we've seen from the elite and all the bullshit that goes on at their parties. And that's to say nothing of his huge cock and bottomless supply of semen. I knew I could find another semen drinker like myself that would be interested as well. What do you think? Has the thought of your wonderful new life made you wet with excitement? If she's wet with anything, it would be from pissing herself in fear. Please, I'll do anything. Please reconsider. I'll work here for the rest of my life. Just please don't sell us off. I can't do that. Could you at least sell only me and let Makoto stay here? Can't do that either.
賞味期限の切れたあなたによって在庫処分として誠さんのおまけでつけるくらいの価値しかないのよ。
Why would I only sell you? That would be economically foolish. You're already past your expiration date and barely worth anything compared to your son. As far as value goes, you're more like a small little bonus that comes with him. No, please help me, I'll do anything. Mikiko clings to her with tears in her eyes, but the mistress tries to push her away. I can barely stand to watch this anymore. I know I'm an outsider in all of this, but I do like Mikiko. If I could, I'd really like to help her. We barely know each other apart from all the cheap little sexual encounters we had, but even that was enough for me to realize what a nice person she is. I know she doesn't deserve this. Ew! Get away from me already. The mistress finally had enough and slaps Mikiko in the face as hard as she can to get her off, knocking Mikiko to the floor in a disheveled mess. Mikiko! When her husband sees that, he trembles with anger and reaches into his pocket. He pulls a small folded pocket knife out. What the? Even the mistress is surprised at this turn of events. He flips the blade out and points his shiny steel tip towards the mistress. Stop joking around. You know what'll happen to you if you go through with this, don't you? There's a hint of fear in her voice as she tries to get him to back down. Unfortunately for her, that cheap threat isn't gonna work on him. She's backed him too far into a corner to care about the repercussions. You heartless monster! He channels all his anger into his knife and leaps at her! Ah! While he charges her with a knife, Marisa leaves my side and rushes towards her mother with even greater speed. Mother, move aside! Marisa shouts and gets between the two at the last second. She takes the black object she's carrying in her hand and brings it up to block its knife. When the knife hits the object she's carrying, she hits a switch on it. A violent spark flashes between the two of them. Yeah! The knife falls from his hand and he collapses to the floor shortly after. What the hell was that? I mutter instinctively, clueless as to what just happened. Thanks, Marisa. You saved me. That was a close one, Mother. She says, wiping sweat from her brow. The object in her hand appears to be a stun gun. Still, that flash it made is unlike any stun gun I've ever seen. Who knew the self-defense stun gun Marika gave me as a present would come in handy at a time like this? She confirms that it's indeed a stun gun, but that power, that was no innocent little electric shock. There's smoke coming off his body. I can even detect the scent of burnt flesh. If you ask me, that's a weapon intended to kill. What's all the commotion about? Oh, the racket brings Marika downstairs. When she sees the aftermath of what just happened, she tilts her head in bewilderment. What happened here? Seeing a guy twitching on the floor would be enough to spark anyone's curiosity. This guy attacked Mother with a knife, so I put the idiot down with this. She holds up the stun gun with pride. Hey, that's the one I made and gave to you. When she sees the stun gun in her hand, she realizes what happened. Don't tell me you used that at the highest setting. I sure did. It made this huge spark and used up all its juice in one shot. He's not dead, is he? I only added that setting as a test, you know. You could probably kill a cow with that thing. While I am impressed with her skill and technology, I have to wonder what exactly she was trying to test. How many times have I told you not to use that thing on people? Hey, it was an emergency. I just did it without thinking. Besides, thanks to this thing, I was able to stop him and save Mother. All's well that ends well. Besides, the guy just tried to murder someone. Who cares if he's dead? I was only acting in self-defense. Pointing a knife at me is a crime worthy of the death penalty, if you ask me. If Marisa was the one making laws, I get the feeling there'd be a lot of things punishable by the death penalty. Honey, hang in there! Someone call an ambulance! While they're talking, Mikiko crawls over to her husband and shakes him, shouting in desperation. Is he okay? Hey, he's probably dead. No, he's still breathing. He's still alive, at least. That said, he's foaming from the mouth with his eyes completely rolled back in his head. He won't be waking up anytime soon. Marika goes over to check him out and give him the bare minimum treatment to at least make sure he'll survive. Miko is at her wit's end and she watches with concern. Mikiko, shouldn't you be worrying more about yourself and not your husband? How could you do this to him? This is awful. Hey, he's the one that came at us with a knife. You should just be grateful he's not dead. He's the one who brought violence to the table first. There's nothing Mikiko can say to argue otherwise. Anyway, now that that's over with, you will both be put up for auction tomorrow as planned. Any objections? I do object. Can't you find it in your heart to rethink this, please? I'm afraid I can't. She answers coldly. But I put up with this place for so long, and now it was all for nothing? That's cruel. Well, I suppose if you can find someone to pay off the rest of your debt by today, I might change my mind. Not that you'd ever find someone crazy enough to do that. Mikiko's shoulders droop in despair. She knows it would take nothing less than a miracle to save her now. But as I listen to the discussion, I come to a realization. I know one person that can save her. I have the 4 million yen that the mistress paid me beforehand. If I use that, I can save Mikiko. After a moment of thought, I decide to help her. If I keep the money for myself, I'd probably just end up wasting it a short time anyway. Using it to save Mikiko from her debt would be much more useful and worthy cause. And as luck would have it, her debt happens to be the exact same amount I have. It must be fate. I work up my courage and stand in front of the mistress. Excuse me. What? You're still here? Marisa gives me a suspicious glare. What is it, Sawatari? I thought you'd already left. It's not polite to eavesdrop on other people's conversations, you know. Apparently nobody even realized I was here. Well, what is it? We don't have all the free time in the world, you know. If you have someone something to say, spit it out. My squeamishness gets on her nerves. I have to gather my nerves and just say it. I'll pay the 4 million. What? 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 They all have a stupid look on their face as their jaws drop. No one can believe what they just heard. What? Mikiko reacts a bit later than the rest. I'm sure no one expected someone crazy enough to be right here in the room with them. I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that. Could you say it again? I'll pay the 4 million. What? Do you have any idea what you're saying? Why would you do that, Sawatari? We're talking 4 million yen. I mean, to me, it's worth no more than the tissues I jack off into, but for you, that's a lot of money. Once their brains finally catch up to the situation, they all start talking to me at the same time. Why would you go that far for me? The one who has the hardest time believing in it is the very person I'm trying to help. I just couldn't stand the watch anymore. I'm not really used to helping people. This is embarrassing. But are you sure? You worked really hard to get all that money. It's fine. It's not like I'm in debt or being hounded for money or anything like you are. What better use for money than helping those? Than helping those in need. She starts tearing up upon hearing my reply. Thank you, Sawatari. I don't know how Makoto and I will ever repay you. You don't need to do that. This is just something I went off and did on my own. It's honestly how I felt. I don't expect anything in return. I just want to help her. This must be the power of love. Not just love, Mother. True love. More like true stupidity. They banter amongst themselves. But are you sure you won't regret using your money like that? I nod. You appear to be serious about this. Are you sure about this, Mother? If you sell them off, you could probably earn a good bit more than 4 million. Seems kind of silly to let this chance go by. It's alright. It's not that much money anyway. There are plenty of other ways to earn it back. Besides, refusing his offer would mean going back on what I said earlier. I can't do something so disgraceful. Usually she wouldn't have any problem shutting down anything I say in a second. It's actually kind of creepy how she's being so receptive this time. I can't believe you're willing to give all that money to this old hag for nothing. You're either really stupid or just really stupidly nice. True, but you know, I kind of like that. Well, what do you know, Mother? Me too. I hate to do that, but I suppose I have to let Mikiko have you now. I hope you two find happiness together. No, I'm not sure what you're talking about. We're not like that. They seem to be taking things in an odd direction, so I try to set things straight. Oh, it doesn't really matter what you think about it. I'm afraid you're with Mikiko for good now. Huh? It's my turn to be confused. I don't really understand what you're talking about. It's quite simple. Marisa explains in her place. You just bought this woman. Huh? God, you're slow. Don't you get it? Those two were scheduled to go on auction and you just bought them both for 4 million. That means Mikiko and Makoto belong to you now. You own them. That means the two of you are going to get married. Say what? I have no idea you would make that sort of logical leap. That's not what I meant by paying the money. It's too late for regrets now, Savitari. You bought them. You have a responsibility to take them in now. How do you expect them to survive once they're thrown out in society with no money or a house? Now that you own them, it's your responsibility to support them now. Wouldn't you agree? And to do that, the most convenient, natural thing to do would be to get married. She seems pretty hell-bent on putting Mikiko and I together. Isn't that wonderful, Savitari? You even get Makoto to go with her. Now you don't have to waste time making a kid. Yeah, except that kid is almost the same frickin' age as me. Well, I'd say for argument's sake that I do accept. What about Mikiko? Doesn't she get a say in this? Hell, she already has a husband. I point to her husband on the floor. You don't need to worry about that part. She'll be a widow by tomorrow. What? Why? Her husband's right there. He's alive. Yes, but by tomorrow it'll turn out that Mr. Nanahara was so distraught over his debt, he just ran away, never to be heard from again. Her smile belies the dreadful implications of her words. Isn't that right, Mother? Yes, that's fine. I'll take care of all the paperwork and messy stuff. You don't have to worry about a thing. In celebration of your wedding, I'll even arrange a new room for you so you can get right down to enjoying your sweet newlywed life. It's quite the offer. With the sort of power this family has, they probably wouldn't have any problems forcing us into a legal marriage. All I wanted to do was help her, but now it's got much bigger than that. What about you, Mikiko? Is that okay with you? I don't know. This is so sudden. I'm not sure how to answer. I mean, marriage is a big step. I need to be mentally prepared. Who gives a crap about your mentality? You can take care of that later. Just get your body ready. That's what you're good at. And besides, if you refuse, you can't take his money. That means both you and Makoto will be sold off at the auction tomorrow.
それと、沢渡さんと一緒になって夫婦として暮らす生活とどっちがいいのかしら?
You have to decide which is better. Being sold off to some rich pervert so he can do all sorts of bizarre things to you or live a happy married life with Salvatore. If you put it that way, the answer is obvious. I understand.
私、沢渡さんと結婚します。
I will marry Salvatore. After a long pause, Mikiko finally gives in.
そう、よく決心してくれたわね。
I see. You made a fine decision. Congratulations, you two. You make a good couple. Poof, my ass. He's a pervert that just lost his virginity and she's some old used up perverted granny that's well past her expiration date. It's the worst couple imaginable. If these two had a child, their pervert genes would combine to make one hell of a freaky kid. Sounds good to me. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. If you ever do have a child, you can give birth here. We can hold an event where you give birth in front of a paying audience. What in the hell? That's the freakiest shit I've ever heard. Now they're already talking about children. My brain can't even keep up. What's gonna happen to my husband? She looks at her son to be ex-husband with... her soon-to-be ex-husband with concern. Whatever happens, there's no saving him. Just forget about him. I know a buyer who's been looking for some fresh new organs. I'll be selling him as punishment for daring to attack me. Oh no! She looks at him with tears in her eyes. They spent many years together and went through many tough times together, and now... that's all coming to an end. I can't help feeling guilty, like I'm the one stealing her from him. The only thing I can do now is just do my best to make her happy. Now that their wedding is official, we have to hurry up and start getting ready for tomorrow. We'll be canceling tomorrow's party and holding a wedding ceremony instead. This is going to take a lot of work. A wedding ceremony? Things are moving so fast, it just doesn't feel real to me. Having a wedding is already a big enough step, and now it's already happening tomorrow. I'm not ready for this. I'd run away if I could. I guess this is what you call getting cold feet. Marisa, you lock Salvatore in his room so he doesn't get scared and run away. Roger, what about Mikiko? I'm gonna have her to attend to Kyoichi all night. He took quite a liking to her, so he'll be sad to see her go. I'm going to let them go at it all night so he can get it out of his system. Should make it easier for him to say goodbye. I'm not very enthused about having the woman I'm about to marry go off to have wild sex with another man on the night before our wedding, but it's not like I have a say in the matter.
だから美香子さんには強力な避妊薬を大量に注射しておいてちょうだい。 きっと京一は大量に仲出ししまくるだろうから結婚式前夜に種付けされたら困るでしょう。
Make sure you inject her with some strong contraceptives. I'm sure he'll come inside her a lot and we wouldn't want to get her pregnant with another man's child right before she gets married.
わかったわお母様、任せといて。
I know, mother. Leave it to me.
くれぐれも間違えて強制排卵剤を注射したりしないように、ね、
Make sure you don't accidentally inject her with drugs to make her ovulate instead.
言われなくてもわかってるわよお母様。そんなことちょっとやりたいと思ったけど本当にするわけないじゃない。
You don't have to tell me that. I mean, I kind of want to, but even I wouldn't do something like that. If the mistress didn't directly tell her not to, I think she might have actually went through with it.
Makoto の方はどうするの？
What about Makoto?
彼には直前までこのことを知られたくないから強力な睡眠薬でも注射して朝まで眠らせておいてちょうだい。
I don't want him to know until right before it happens. Inject him with something to put him to sleep until morning. Makoto would never see something like this coming. I can't imagine what his reaction would be tomorrow.
旦那の方はどうすればいいの？
What about her husband?
彼にも明日の結婚式には出席してもらうつもりだから服を脱がせて地下室の牢屋にでも放り込んでおいてちょうだい。
I want him to attend the wedding tomorrow. Take off his clothes and lock him in the prison in the basement for now.
それと、勝手に死なれちゃ困るから、手足の拘束と猿ぐつわも忘れないようにね。
Don't forget to gag and restrain him too. We don't want him to do anything stupid like kill himself.
その男の体で売り物になる部分は、明日結婚式が終わったら解体して、全部バイヤーに売り払う予定だから。
Once the wedding is over, we'll dismantle him and gather all the parts to sell off. We need him healthy until then. The buyer this time wants to buy pretty much everything. Not just the organs, and stuff like the eyeballs and skin too. I should be able to get a fairly decent sum out of it.
一体そんなの買い取って何に使うの？
Everything? What would someone do with all that stuff?
移植は当然として標本とか薬とかはたまた食用までと用途は様々よ。
Well, some parts are used for transplants, of course. Some people buy with the intent to use the material as experimental samples or to make medicine. Some people even use it for food. There's a lot you can do.
金になるのと同時に処分する面倒が省けて一石二鳥だわ。
We can make moneywhile getting rid of a thorn in our side at the same time. It's two birds with one stone. Their conversation is making me ill. Makoto turns pale and nearly passes out as she hears the gruesome fate in store for her husband. Alright everyone, let's get to work. At her direction, everyone moves about to take care of their designated jobs. Marisa takes me by the arm and drags me to my room.When we come to my room, she pushes me inside. I'll come get you tomorrow when we need you. Stay quiet until then. Good night, Mr. Bridegroom. After some parting words, she leaves. I hear her lock the door from outside. I try using my key to unlock it from inside, but it doesn't work. She must have used some other kind of special lock.With nothing else to do, I plop down on my bed. I have no idea how things came to this, but it's too late for regrets now. Tomorrow I'll be getting married to Mikiko and quitting my job here as a servant. It all feels like some kind of weird dream. I wonder what Mitarai will think when she finds out. I just know that she'll have a harder time getting along here without me. Not that there's anything I can do about it. I should stop thinking about things that are out of my control. I turn off the lights.Oh, well, yeah. I turn the lights off and force myself to sleep to be ready for the big day. My mind keeps roaming to the thought of Mikiko having sex with Kyochi, making that difficult. Eventually, fatigue wins out in the end, and I drift off to sleep. Day 12. The day of the party is finally upon us. After I wake up, I sit inside my room and wait for someone to come and get me.But no matter how long I wait, the door never opens. While I stew in frustration, I can see people arriving for the party out of the window, pulling up in nice cars and wearing fancy clothes. Even when it approaches noon and the party has already started, there's no sign of Marisa. I decide to say screw it and just lie back in bed until the time comes. After what felt like tomorrow, I hear someone arrive at the door. Marisa unlocks the door and throws the door open. Sorry to keep you waiting. We're ready for you now. What? But isn't the party almost over by now? Well, duh. That's why it's your time to go out there. We're being nice enough to use your wedding as the climax of the party. You should be grateful. I'm too suspicious of what they're up to be genuinely pleased. I still can't believe that I'm about to head off to my own wedding. Now hurry up and get ready. Your bride's already ready. We're all waiting on you now. Get ready, but I don't have any clothes anywhere to wear. Who cares about your clothes? You won't be wearing them for long anyway. You don't want to keep your beloved bride waiting, do you? Your current outfit will do. Now come on! Marisa grabs my arm and pulls me out of the room. You don't have to pull my arm, I can walk on my own. She takes me to the Great Hall where the party is being held. Oh wow, I've never even seen this room. When we walk in, I'm surrounded by a huge number of guests. The party seems to be in its final stages. Everyone is already drunk and a good deal of them are naked for some reason. I try not to let the crazy situation bother me as I make my way further inside. Soon I spot Meteorite in the middle of the room and realize why everyone is naked. Whoa! I guess when I see the state she's in. She's on the floor in front of a huge group of men covered in semen and used condoms. She barely even looks conscious. What happened here? Both of her holes are dripping with cum. I don't even want to imagine how many guys had their way with her. It takes me a second to notice her stomach. It's filled with so much cum that it's swollen up to pregnant levels. She's surrounded by a bunch of middle-aged and old men, each with erections fierce enough to match any young man. No more! Her stomach gets smaller and smaller as huge bursts of cum keep pouring out of her. Alright, hold on. Oh, her stomach gets smaller and smaller as huge bursts of cum keep pouring out of her. The cum from all the old men. Ugh. Forms a stinky dark yellow puddle on the floor. It's such an ugly sight that I have to look away. Salutari, what kind of party is this? I turn to Marisa in shock and ask. Marisa, that should be obvious by looking. It's a secret party where people can get together seeking pleasure. It's a bit of a social circle that we sponsor. We hold parties like this regularly so people can get together and free their pent-up desires. Most of the people who attend have high positions in business and society, so it's also a good opportunity to make some business deals. There is, of course, a costly entrance fee to gain acceptance into the party. A plebeian like you would have no hope of ever getting in. I can hardly believe my ears. I look around and notice this kind of thing is going on in several places. I can even see Sachi among them, covered in semen, and is in much the same situation as Meteorite. That's enough talk. Forget about her and let's go. You have someone more important to you now. She takes me by the arm and forces me away from Meteorite, bringing me in front of all the guests. Oh, the guest of honor has arrived. The mistress breaks into a smile. We've been waiting for you, Salutari. Marisa, Marika, bring them out. The two of them leave for a second and come right back in with Mikiko, her husband, and Makoto in tow. Mikiko is wearing a beautiful wedding dress. I almost didn't recognize her at first. Next to her is Makoto, fidgeting nervously. For whatever reason, he's dressed as a Playboy bunny. Obviously, he has no breasts to fill the thing out. To no one's delight, he did fill the crotch area. Though, his huge penis is too big to fit and spilling out of the suit. Needless to say, it isn't a pretty sight. Both of them had looks of resigned acceptance to the situation. Allow me to introduce you to everyone. This is Mikiko and her son Makoto. Today she will become the wife of this man here, Salutari.
この二人を商品としてオークションを開催する予定にしておりましたが、急遽この沢渡さんが買い取ることになってしまいました。
I originally planned to hold an auction at the end of today's party and put her on sale, but those plans were cancelled because Sawatari here bought her beforehand.
それでオークションの代わりにパーティーの最後を飾るショーとして二人の結婚式を行いたいと思います。
So instead of an auction, I've decided to end the party with their wedding ceremony. And here's where we're gonna leave off, folks.The wedding has started, and we're almost done with Mikiko's route. And I have no idea how I'm gonna start. I guess I'm gonna have to cut a lot of shit out when I go through other parts of the game that I've seen. But we will go through all of it. This is just one of the routes.